This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sounding Circles Radio with your host, Jewel Adara. Discover a state of being beyond limitations, harnessing the power of focused conscious sound to those seeking emotional release, inner clarity, and joyous transformation. Sounding Circles Radio offers insightful, life-affirming wisdom from the diverse voices of the world sound community through inspired teachers, sound healing practitioners, and conscious musicians. And now here's your host, Jewel Adara.
Blessings, and welcome to the 21st episode of Sounding Circles Radio. I'm your regular host, Jewel Adara, coming to you from Denver, Colorado. Tonight, however, this show will be featuring a guest host, and we will be having the very first interactive call-in show. My good friend and colleague, Simber Lily Quinn, was an interview guest on this show the first week of December, and she presented her modality of Reiki Healing Harp. Tonight, Simber Lily will be guest hosting and will be taking live callers on the air with any special requests for mind-body spiritual healing, and she will play short Reiki Healing Harp sessions specially for each caller. It will be similar to the shows where you call in and receive advice or a reading on the air, but in this case, you will receive your answer in the form of sound, which you can interpret with your heart and thus bypass the mind. And I find it's often the mind that gets in the way of our own self-healing. So we ask you listeners out there, if you feel so inspired, don't be afraid to call into the station tonight. That call-in number is 425-644-5620 and give us your healing requests. I'd also like to point out that since we had an entire episode with Simber Lily recently, we won't be going extensively into her personal story tonight. But if you'd like to hear more about how she came to work with the harp as a tool of healing, please listen to the archive podcast of the December 7th Sounding Circles Radio Show episode, which is free to download and can be found on iTunes or through the Contact Talk Radio website. We've never had a call-in show on Sounding Circles Radio before, so this is exciting, uncharted territory. Before I hand the show over to Simber Lily, I'd like to invite you all to become a fan of Sounding Circles on Facebook at facebook.com/soundingcircles, or follow us at Sounding Circles on Twitter, or join the Contact Talk Radio Network and become my friend at ctrhotspot.com. Finally, the 2012 Sounding Circles Intensive is currently being planned for July of this year on the Big Island of Hawaii. The official release with dates and details will be happening soon. So please write in to me if you'd like to receive more information. That's Jewel, J-O-U-L-E, at soundingcircles.com. So in order to have plenty of time for information and calls tonight, here is my abbreviated intro. Simber Lily Quinn is a Reiki master and teacher and a healing harpist. She infuses music with Reiki healing energies, taking advantage of the natural healing abilities of the harp. She is a level 3 master teacher in the Usui tradition, an affiliate member of the International Center for Reiki Training, and she is a special correspondent to the ReikiDigest.com. She is also a composer and improviser, and she performs and teaches harp locally in the Hilo area of the Big Island of Hawaii and by Skype.
Thank you.
And we're back. I just said, welcome, Simber Lily, and it looks like we lost her momentarily, but she's back calling in from the Big Island of Hawaii. So sometimes the connection goes in and out, but hopefully she's there this time. So I'm going to welcome you once again, Simber Lily.
Thank you so much, Jewel, and I'm so glad to be here, and I'm really excited to be co-creating this first call-in show with you, and really appreciate the opportunity. As I mentioned to you when we were planning this, I've been wanting to do radio for a really long time, so I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. Okay, so we have a caller waiting, our very first caller, and so let's go ahead and get started with our first caller.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Kim. This is Simber Lily, Reiki Healing Harpist. So how are you this evening?
Yeah, good, thanks. Really beautiful.
So,
music. I'd heard you guys were together, right, last week?
Oh, it was about a month ago, but yes, we did an interview about a month ago together. Yeah.
I heard you on replay, I'm pretty sure, past week or so.
Oh,
thank you. Really beautiful, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So, unfortunately...
So tell us a little bit about how we can help give you some healing and comfort this evening.
Yeah, so unfortunately, my ex-husband was molesting his son, our son.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I think, obviously, we need to bring healing to all parties involved. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. he's a very sick individual, unfortunately. So don't mm-hmm. kind of disclude him as well, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very mm-hmm. generous of you.
Mm-hmm. So in a situation like this, then if you're a person who is comfortable with prayer or intention, this is a place where, you know, you can bring some softness to your own heart, because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of pain involved for you as well. And when you can bring that softness into your own heart, then you can begin to bring it out into your family situation as well. So let me play for you some healing for an aching heart. Does that sound okay?
That sounds beautiful.
Okay, so one moment while I give my sound engineer the right clue here. Okay, so Kim, sit back and relax. Here's what I would like you to do before we get started, is to place your feet flat on the floor and place your hands in a comfortable position. And just take a moment and exhale three times very slowly, just gently feeling your feet on the ground. Exhaling and inhaling and exhaling and inhaling and exhaling and inhaling. Okay. And just that act just brings you a little softer. And then what I like to tell my clients to do is, when you're receiving Reiki and when you're receiving the music, to turn your body into a giant ear. You can imagine yourself as a giant ear and just sit back and receive the music and receive the healing. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Okay, let's go. Here we go. Thank you. So in any kind of sound healing, it's very important to take a few moments at the end and just absorb the sound and sit in the silence for just a few minutes, which is hard to do on a radio program. But when you're listening to any kind of healing music, or if you're toning for yourself, it's very good to take some time at the end to stop and be in the silence and to feel the difference that your body has shifted to, your mind has shifted to, your emotions have shifted to through that sound healing. So, okay. So we're inviting callers to call in and ask questions about sound healing, about the harp, about Reiki, to request a sound healing. And while we're waiting for our next caller to call in, I wanted to share some pretty exciting news with the sound healing, sounding circles folks out there. The harp is really making inroads into Western medicine. So this is very exciting, because the more of us who can get into the mainstream, the more sound healing is going to be available to everybody. So I wanted to let sounding circles know about a program that's happening up at the Sierra Nevada Memorial Hospital. This is in Grass Valley, California, and in their cancer program there, they actually teach cancer patients how to play the harp as part of their healing process. It's a very exciting program, and if you're interested, you can look into it further at the Sierra Nevada Memorial Hospital. So that article is available on a link on my website, which is ReikiHealingHarp.com. And just really happy to share that sound healing is getting out into that form. So I also wanted to share news about harpists here happening out here in Hawaii. Last weekend, we had a healing harp conference over on Oahu. For the first time, we all got together. There are 10 of us who are healing harpists that are with the International Harp Therapy Program. And then we had another 17 people show up who wanted to learn to play the harp. So 27 harpists all in the same room learning to play was a wonderful thing. And we're always looking for other harpists in the Hawaii area. So if there's somebody who is interested in that, you can contact me as well. So I wanted to take a few more minutes waiting for some more callers to call in to talk about the relationship.
Let's say the number again, too, for any of you listening.
Oh,
and
thank you. Yes.
Wanting to have a personal Reiki healing harp, the number is 425-644-5620.
Thanks, Jewel. And there is an 800 number also.
Oh, great.
877-230-3062. I'll give you the 800 number again. It's 877-230-3062. So that's the 800 number for calling in. So when I have clients come to my Reiki practice for the first time, they want to understand a little bit more about Reiki. I find that it's very helpful to compare it to sound, particularly the radio. And so when I think about the healing energies that are out there, they're all around us all the time, and it is our natural inherent ability as humans to give comfort to others. You are, in fact, already giving Reiki to someone when you kiss a boo-boo, when you give a hug. This is just part of who we naturally are. And when you receive Reiki training, then you just are able to focus that even more so. So it's kind of like radio waves out in the ether. There's sound radio waves going on all the time. And if you have a radio tuner, you can press the button and the sound comes through. With Reiki, it's the same. When if you're a Reiki healer or if you're an average person, you just focus your intention, focus your heart on giving comfort to someone, and you are in fact now giving Reiki energy. When you give that with a sound, then they work together to provide that healing at a much deeper level and at a physical level with the sound. So when I am recording Reiki harp music, what I do is I often am thinking about my clients or thinking about my friends or family, someone who maybe needs a little extra healing at this point. And then I sit down at the harp, and if you're a Reiki practitioner, you know that you draw your Reiki symbols into your hands to activate the flow of the Reiki energy. And then I begin playing. And so last week, as I was preparing for this show, I sat down and I meditated on who might be calling and who might be needing healing. And so one of the things that came to me was this need for releasing some tension and then replacing that with some joy. So I'm going to play you something that has got a little bit of release in the beginning and then some joy at the end here. And you can hear how the energy is shifting a bit in the, from the beginning to towards the end. So here we go. This is Releasing Wistful Joy, number 7. So again, when you when you get to the end of a sound healing, it's really good to take just a few moments and breathe in the changes, breathe in the relaxation, breathe in the calmness, the stillness, and just take a moment and feel the shifts. Just take a moment and feel the shifts and breathe in. Okay, so I want to take just a moment and talk a little bit about Jewel's wonderful workshop that's coming up this summer in July. I have been fortunate enough the last 2 years to participate. The first year just playing as a harpist, and then last year working to help support Jewel through the program. And I can't say enough wonderful things about the location. Kalani Honua means heaven on earth, and it is the most beautiful place to have a workshop like this. And I just met some really incredible people who were willing to be fearless and open-hearted and to explore different places in their bodies, minds, hearts, spirits through sound. And as a result, we all became very close and have gone on to do wonderful things. So we're all very blessed that Jewel is alive on the planet today and doing this wonderful work. And I hope that everybody out in Sounding Circles will get a chance to come to this workshop.
Thank you so much, Simran. Really.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. So we have another caller just about to come on, but before we do that, because I want to play live for this person, Jewel, would you mind taking just a moment and saying a few things while I get set up for that?
Sure. I just wanted to say that the track that you played earlier, the track for Kim in Louisiana, for the aching heart. I also was breathing and listening to it, and I felt this kind of fortification coming through. And my heart isn't aching at the moment. It has ached a lot in the past, but tonight it's rather peaceful. But I feel like we all hear music from where we're at, and so a particular piece can be it can cause tears or it can cause joy, and we bring ourselves to it, and that's why music and sound is so magical and wonderful. And so for that particular track, I felt like it was melancholy sounding, and yet there was this this fortifying feeling. I felt myself stronger through listening to that. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, thank you for that feedback.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we're ready now to talk with our next caller. Hi, Bethany. How are you this evening?
Well, I've been better, thank you. The reason why I'm calling is my mom has had a stroke recently, and it looks like she's going to be okay, pull through. I'm dealing with a lot of guilt because I'm so far away. I'm here in Hawaii as well, and she's in Illinois. So I have a lot of guilt for not being able to be there with her, even though I do plan on going. And also, I found out today that I'm going to have to move, which came out of left field. So even though a lot of doors are, you know, a lot of things are ending, a lot of doors are opening, and I'm very excited about that, but I feel like I'm just, like, in a free fall at the moment. So trying to get over that, and, you know, my mom needs some healing as well. And for myself.
Yes. So what I'm feeling is that you're kind of flying around. You've got a lot going on. It's hard to get grounded, hard to get your feet on the ground. Is that kind of, am I reading that right?
For the past couple weeks, very much so.
Okay, so I'm going to play you some grounding music. This is going to help you come down into your feet, into your body a little bit more, so it'll be easier for you to make clear-headed decisions. And then at the end of this, I'll play a little bit specifically for your mother. I'll play a little bit for you in the beginning and play a little bit for her in the end. And it'll be between 3 and 4 minutes. Okay. So put your feet flat on the floor and put your hands comfortably, however you like to hold them in your lap. And take some nice big deep breaths. Take three nice big deep breaths. You know, the ah is the ha in Hawaii, right? Okay, Bethany. So now imagine yourself a giant ear. Or your whole body into an ear. And you can just sit back and relax and receive the grounding music.
Thank you.
So as always, it's good to take a few minutes to absorb the feeling, the vibration from the sound healing, the vibration from the harp. Take a few breaths in and release whatever it is that's stuck. Let the harp, just let that go. Let it out the bottom of your feet, out the edges of your aura, whatever, wherever it needs to escape, you can let it go. All right. Oh, so nice to be able to play live, Jewel. That's so exciting.
Yeah, I was just going to point out that although the live sound isn't probably as clear sounding as recorded, that was just a live, you were just playing live over Skype. So while some of it, Skype sometimes distorts things a little bit, but I was listening and I was feeling very grounded, like you were talking about. So sometimes the intention of a sound comes through even when the sound isn't as clear. So I don't know, is Bethany still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are still there. Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, you are still here. Okay.
Tell us,
Bethany, how was that for you?
It was wonderful. It was. I needed that. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I felt a huge relief, and I feel more in my body than hovering above somewhere.
Good.
I appreciate both of you, and I'm thankful that I called in today.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. What island are you on?
I'm on the Big Island.
Oh, you
I'm
are.
Over in Kamauela.
Oh, okay. I'm down the coast near Honomu.
Yeah. Just a hop. Oh, well,
yeah, hop. Aloha, neighbor.
Yes, aloha, neighbor. Okay, well,
thank you very much for calling in, Bethany.
Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Oh, that really, Jewel, is my favorite thing in the world to do, is to play for people and to help them feel better and to give them comfort. I'm just so excited that we're able to do this live. It's just terrific.
Yeah, and don't you feel like we get the benefit too? I just feel like, wow, how lucky am I this show? I get to just sit back and receive all this stuff myself, which I really need. I need that grounding as well.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk just a little bit about what I was playing for the musicians and the sound healers out there. In the beginning, I was playing in the Dorian mode. And in my training, it's the relationship between the second degree and the first degree of the scale that provide the grounding ratio, that the relationship between those notes and the relationship between those scales is what provides the grounding frequencies. And if you're using Dorian mode for grounding, just be really careful that you don't overuse it, because it is intended to bring the spirit down into the body. But if you overuse it, it actually can drive you into the ground and make you feel kind of depressed and heavy and sluggish. So just a little caution about overusing the Dorian mode there. And then I shifted into the Mixolydian mode, which uses the fifth degree and the fourth degree scale. So in this case, I was playing in the key of C. So I was playing with the G scale and the F scale in the key of C. And that gives may have felt a little bit of much more lift at that point. It's a little lighter. I like to use the Mixolydian to represent water and movement and flow. And then at the end, I was playing in the Ionian mode. And that is familiar to a lot of music people, as popular music uses this chord structure a lot. It's also used for comforting infants and comforting people in pain. And so that was why I chose to play that at the end for Bethany's mother, so that she could receive a little bit of peace for whatever she's going through. So that's why I chose that particular way of playing for Bethany. Let's see. Jewel, did you have any other questions?
With regard to the music or... Yeah. Well, you were going to talk a little bit about how you do the pre-recording for the shorter the healing sections, like what your preparation was and how you mm-hmm. do those recordings when it's not live.
That's right. So when Jewel and I got together and cooked up this idea, we weren't sure that I was going to be able to play live. And so we pre-recorded a bunch of things. And it was wonderful to do that because I had to produce 17 songs in a month. And when I first sat down, I sat in meditation for quite some time and tried to connect with my spirit, I guess, connect with my inner self, and then from there connect to whoever might be calling in today, whoever might be needing healing today, and then to just allow what is ever is to going to flow out of my hands into the harp and into the recordings. And there were a few of them, I have to tell you, Jewel, that I thought, why am I playing this? I don't feel this way right now. But then I thought, oh, well, I'm not doing this for me. This is my service. This is my gift. And so I just trusted the process. I know we talk about that a lot in our spiritual work, trusting the process, trusting that I was going to be recording something that someone would definitely need to hear. And so that has then when I could, as we, you know, we all like to say, when I could get out of my own way, when I could get out of my head and get out of the process and allow the Reiki energy to come into my hands and through the harp, then some really, then the songs really came quickly and very easily, because I think because it wasn't about me anymore, it was about the harp and the healing and your listeners on Sounding Circles Radio. So it was a wonderful experience, and I wanted to let listeners know that I will be posting these on CD Baby very soon, and so if you hear something that you like, it'll be available
as like a single download. Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
A single download. Yeah. Later, I may put together another CD of compilation, but I really like to have them more available for, you know, one off. You can just take whatever you need. So yeah.
Great, and it sounds all right. So we'll be doing some more of these too, because it sounds like people like them. So if you're not able to call in tonight, there probably will be another opportunity within a couple months.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Yeah, sometime in the future. Yeah, definitely. So I wanted to, for those who didn't get to hear Jewel and I talking in December, we were spending some time talking about my new CD, which is called Seasons of the Soul. It is a repeatable musical Reiki session, lasts 50 minutes, and it's based on the five traditional seasons of traditional Chinese medicine. And if it's all right, Jewel, I thought maybe it might be nice to play a little snippet of one of the tracks from the CD, just
sure.
to give people an idea. And here we are in winter, looking forward to spring. So I was thinking maybe we could get a little taste of spring coming up here.
Oh, spring would be great. I want spring early.
So I've just put in a request for spring. So here it comes.
Okay, great. Here it comes.
Thank you.
Okay. So just a reminder to take a few deep breaths and allow the silence to come in behind the music, to cushion the music. The silence can be kind of like a pillow that rests against the music and continues to press it into your body and into your psyche. And breathing is such a wonderful way to release and to accept what is new coming in and what is old going out. All right. Yeah. So how was that for you, Jewel?
Oh, I'm ready for spring already. But I'm kind of an endless summer sort of gal anyway. Yeah. It's a bit wintry here in Colorado. Yep.
You've got snow on the ground,
We've
right?
We've got snow. It's very, very chilly out. Yeah.
So I wanted to let Sounding Circles radio listeners know about another place where harp music is making a big difference. Before I do that, just reminding you that the call-in numbers, if you're local to Seattle, is 425-644-5620, or outside that area is 877-230-3062. And we would love to hear from you and love to give you some healing music this afternoon. So another really exciting article that came out this week came out in the Los Angeles Times. This is about Fresno, California's Veterans Hospital. And as a lot of harpists who are kind of pioneers in this healing area have spent a lot of time in the lobbies of hospitals waiting for Western medicine to understand what we're doing. And so this harpist has been playing in the lobby for the Fresno's VA hospital for quite some time, and now the doctors are starting to notice improvement in many patients, especially those with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury. Now, I find this very exciting because I'm a survivor of PTSD myself, and it was the harp that was a big part of my own healing. So I'm very excited, and this article is also available on my website and my blog, ReikiHealingHarp.com. And Jewel, if you'd like those links for yourself, I'll be happy to send them to you for Sounding Circles.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just so excited that more science is being done to show that what a lot of us have intuitively known, science is now able to measure and to start to bring into the more mainstream. It's very exciting for me. Let's see. What else do I want to let you know about? How much time do we have left?
A few more. We have just a few more minutes.
Just a few more minutes.
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I wanted to, if we could just get a little bit of time left, then I'd like to play just a couple of short little things that, because not everything has to be, you know, long and ponderous. They can be a little shorter and more fun. I did this one when I was just looking out the window having a dreamy afternoon and came up with this little, it's almost like a little piece of candy. So here's Dreamy Afternoon. That's it. That was my dreamy afternoon.
Yay.
It was just a quick little. And off you go into your dreamy afternoon. So there's just a lot of places, obviously, that the harp can take you. And I would love at some point, Jewel, you know, when we get back together and get in person to do some harp and voice, that would be a great honor for me.
Absolutely. Well, maybe we need to do some harp and voice online here. We need to think about it.
There you go.
Yeah, I've been very inspired by this episode and see how lovely it is to connect to listeners directly. So I think definitely we need to do an episode where we do some toning together with some people calling in. So thank you so much, Simber Lily, for pioneering the call-in format for radio. I wasn't quite brave enough to do it on my own, so. But I really think.
Well, neither was I, so we're doing it together.
Absolutely. So, if any of you listening have any, requests for future shows or, you know, things, ideas for call-in shows or anything like that, I'd love to hear your suggestions. So, you're always welcome to write to me. That's Jewel, J-O-U-L-E, at soundingcircles.com. And you can also become a fan, once again, on facebook.com/soundingcircles or join the CTR hotspot and you can friend me and then we can write messages back and forth. I'm very available and love to hear from people and love your feedback and suggestions. So please reach out if you feel motivated to do so. And please reach out to Simber Lily, too, on ReikiHealingHarp.com.
Yeah, thank you, Jewel. I love sharing the knowledge about Reiki and sharing the music and sharing the sound healing. It's a wonderful thing.
Mm. So maybe we'll play one more clip as we exit. Okay. Does it sound good?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Let's see. Let's
end on.
Yeah, something wonderful to end on. Let me see what. How about healing to bring acceptance? Number 14.
Acceptance of self and others. Acceptance of everything.
Acceptance of self and others.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. Until next time, many, many blessings.
You've been listening to Sounding Circles Radio with your host, Jewel Adara. Join Jewel in 2 weeks where she'll explore more methods of conscious sound creation with her inspired guests. For more information, you can visit her website at www.soundingcircles.com and become a fan on Facebook at facebook.com/soundingcircles.